Welcome back. You're listening to Lulu-san with the Chronicles of a Mad Asian.
Hello.
Hi.
We have, again, Cocoa Puff.
And spicy meatball.
Yep.
Cocoa. I don't know. I'm still working on it.
Our estrogen
My
click.
Intro.
Your intro is fine. Today's episode is, are you easily offended? My short answer is, I am not.
That's true. I would say that's true. I kind of hate that Harry's not here for this.
I know.
I feel like he would have some nuggets of wisdom.
Oh my gosh, he would
episode.
Go the fuck off.
This is a tribute.
Because I think he is easily offended. Do you think?
Here in spirit for
you
sure.
You know, is it offended or... Okay.
Affronted. I feel like it's like, righteous indignation.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, maybe. Maybe so. Because I was like, I can't think of another word. You know? You do you.
Oh, so I would say I would say I am not easily offended either.
I'm not. And I work very hard at that.
Do you think everybody says that?
No.
Yes, I do. Honestly, I do. And I feel like that they don't know what the boundaries are to be actually offended.
So an easily offended person is somebody who prefers to find the negative meanings in words and actions of others, mm-hmm. even when no offense was meant.
Okay, so she just pulled a data daddy.
I did.
Moment.
I told you. In nice. Honor. Of
Hashtag Harry.
Filling the void.
We miss you.
Yeah. Interesting.
So choosing. They prefer that. I believe that you choose to be offended. When you... Okay.
You seek those things.
Yeah. You do.
Yeah.
Like
I
love
think
language.
Agent J is like that.
How so?
Because I think he's I do feel like constantly he's assuming the worst or looking for the negative in things. And I'm like, wait. That person hasn't responded to me in like an hour and I sent them an email. I'm like,
That's not offense. That's not being offended though.
You don't think?
No, that's just like time management. Like he just wants a rush.
Well, but to me, it's he's taking it as a personal offense, right? Like they're disrespecting me.
Yes, that is absolutely to me offended when it's about when you make it about you.
Right.
You're choosing.
Right.
But we can't control. We can't always control that. We can't.
Yeah, exactly. We have no idea what's going on
until
with the other person.
And sometimes you don't know what offends you until it happens. You're like, oh, shit, that was terrible.
You're right.
Ew. Can you? You're a terrible person. That offended me.
I can't wait till y'all come up with something to offend me.
Have I been offended with anything?
Have you just thrown down the gauntlet?
Yes. Do it.
How do you respond?
I don't know.
So okay, wait a minute. So before I was contemplating this topic before we recorded today, and I was like, okay, am I easily offended? And I was thinking, okay, what does offend me? And the first thing that came to mind for me was it really pisses me off when this is very personal for like, I have a personal circumstance that made this come roaring to the front of my mind. One of my friends is married to a guy who I consider to be very misogynistic. And so every time he says something like, oh, putting up holiday decorations, that's frou-frou. That's woman's
work.
That I'm going
that
to be offended. Yeah. So I don't know. So I was trying
because
to think,
you're a woman or because you like
her sound engineer's
like
laughing.
That?
That's who's giggling in the background.
Why does that offend you?
Well, it offends me because I'm like, don't talk down to me as if I don't have the same mental capacity or the same expectations on me that you do because you are some elevated man. So yes,
small dick syndrome.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
little dick energy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yes. In that regard, okay. Maybe I changed my stance a bit. Maybe there are some things that do offend me.
Yeah, I'm going that direction too.
I'm also still learning more about myself every day. But
sure.
I will say that I work very hard to try not to let things offend me.
Yeah,
it is a choice.
I agree. And it was an interesting kind of stroll through my brain as I was thinking about it, because I do tend to probably to a fault try and see the best in people and assume the best in every situation.
Same.
I'm very trusting. So I think it's to a fault, but that was the thing that really came to my mind is like, I know if somebody drops a line around this instantly, I'm going to be, yeah, I'm going to be all pissed off.
Sometimes if it's on purpose, like you can tell when somebody is purposely trying to offend you. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're just an ignorant asshole.
They'll poke in the bear, if you will.
And then in that regard, I'm like, it gives me joy to have the control to not be offended.
Oh, good for you.
You just smile.
Yeah. Kill them with kindness and rainbows and hairy eyeballs.
That's a real game of like cat and mouse right there, Coco. I love it.
It's kind of, it's the control. I like that.
Yeah. And they're messing with you and you're just sitting and there I'm all composed. And
I'm
not offended.
I'm chill as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
With a hard K.
I love that game.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I have a question because I never really understood this and maybe I might be taking this in a different direction. But is a Karen somebody who is easily offended?
Hell yeah.
I don't even know what the definition of a Karen really is.
Okay, that's a great question because when I think about I wouldn't say that it's somebody who's easily offended. I think it's someone who's like, it's like, how do you phrase that? Like somebody who is
Cocoa Puffs
has way
up data.
Too many opinions about shit that is none of their business.
So
for one,
the internets say it is a slang term for an obnoxious, angry, entitled, and often, an often racist middle-aged woman.
Yes. That's offensive to me. That is.
Who uses her all privilege that. To get her way or police other people's behaviors.
Okay, yeah. See, that's what I was saying, right? It's Karen. None of your damn business. Keep it to yourself. You don't belong in this situation.
I handle Karens real well.
You do.
I do.
I could totally see
They're
that.
They're so basic. What a basic one brain cell bitch. I'm so bad for them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that was random. Where did that come from?
Well, that was on my list because I'm like, I don't really understand a Karen.
Oh, but, I see. Okay.
You know, and I just brought it up.
I got you.
They're angry for other reasons, but they, I feel are always offended.
I feel like it's like they don't have anything better to worry about.
True.
Right?
Right.
Like I've got to focus on shit that's none of my business.
Usually they're very privileged. Yeah. They're bored. They've got time.
Right.
Karen's got the time.
Yep.
Okay. I have another term, snowflake. Is that the same as a Karen? And are they easily offended? I'm confused.
I think
what is a snowflake?
I think it's a political thing. I think a snowflake is a political term maybe, especially in the recent years. And I don't think it is a male or a female. I think you're right though. Maybe along the same lines of being easily offended, choosing to be offended.
Hmm. I have no idea. I feel like we need Harry.
Where's my data?
We miss
data?
You, Harry.
Okay, sound engineer, give us some snowflake action.
Okay, let's.
That's a tough one to Google, probably.
It's a derogatory slang term for a person implying that they have an inflated sense of uniqueness, an unwarranted sense of entitlement.
Okay, that offends me. So entitlement offends me.
So the definition that sound engineer just pulled up says a very sensitive person, someone who is easily hurt or offended by the statements or so that's exactly what we're talking about. It has nothing to do with politics. It says right there as if they were listening to you.
It's like our cell phones are listening to us.
That's right. That's interesting, and I see the rationale for why it's called a snowflake, right? They're easily hurt or offended. A snowflake is a very delicate little...
Yeah. I love that it says they're easily triggered.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Whether it is a compliment or an insult is a matter of opinion and depends on the context.
Yeah. So do you know any snowflakes?
Yeah.
I think we all do.
I've been in corporate America.
Oh, yeah. I've worked for snowflakes.
Jeez.
For sure. Yeah, tread lightly with a snowflake.
Yeah.
But again, like a Karen, you can work them too.
Yeah.
You can manipulate a snowflake.
So here's some comments from Harry. People with narcissistic tendencies have a hard time dealing with stupidity, aka anything they disagree with, which just matches our definition of a snowflake.
Absolutely.
Yes. What is something that you have seen, something specific that y'all have seen somebody be offended by that makes you laugh?
Oh, gosh. Well,
clothing choices.
When it offends somebody, that makes you laugh?
It does make me laugh because I'm like, how is that affecting you?
Right. Why does that
it's
make
hilarious.
Any difference?
How embarrassing for that person to be, dressing like that. But you do you, boo. Right. Really, at the same time, though, it's just entertaining to watch and watch that person be offensive to the offended. Really, it doesn't really even ruin your day to see somebody's pants hanging low or their cleavage,
their titties hanging out,
or a you know, yeah, exactly,
yeah.
Tattered.
What about you, Lulu?
You know, I didn't want to bring politics into the mix, but or even religion.
Oh my gosh, you want to bring up money too? Let's go with trifecta.
Bring it. But all of it, Papa.
You know, people who are very, I don't know what the PC word is, but very into their thing. And sometimes it's just really like you need to think outside the box.
You mean,
and like be open to like listening to others' views and opinions,
yeah,
perhaps?
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Do you have an example of that?
Without getting political or religious, I'm not religious, by the way. I do believe in a higher power, but I have to think about it specifically. I didn't get that deep into the
just somebody that's
thoughts.
Overzealous about X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Those things.
Yes, I could see that.
Mm-hmm. But then
and just who won't listen to the other views, right? Yeah. It's like they're
be open.
They're the only ones who can be right in the conversation.
Well,
and
only,
anything you say is blasphemy.
And they will push it hard.
Right. Not like Salt and Pepper,
nah.
Who pushed it in a good way.
Push it good.
That's right. So you know what makes me laugh when people get offended? And I know this is whatever, but when people get offended by somebody mispronouncing their name or like calling them the wrong name, I am so like,
that's a good
you
one.
Can call me whatever you want.
Call
if
me
I
bitch,
know you're talking
I'll respond.
To me, I'll tell you, oh, no, that's not my name or you're pronouncing it wrong. Maybe I'll tell you. Maybe I won't.
I won't tell them.
Yeah. It's so funny because I feel like it's this like circular situation where people get offended by somebody not being able to pronounce their name, right? So then they feel compelled to come up with like a fake name or a nickname or something, right? Like in Asian culture, you see that a ton where like
Lee.
Somebody becomes like Helen, right? And
yeah,
their name is something totally right. different.
Ching Shao Shang.
Right. And everybody's like, I don't know how to pronounce it. So it's almost like this thing where it's like, okay, well, so we'll just give you this whole new name. We'll rename you because we can't be bothered to come up and listen, you know, like figure out how to say your name.
I like I when know. People rename me and I will go by that name. My name is hard to pronounce for some people.
What?
It is. They will throw extra letters in there that aren't even there. And it's humorous
to
me.
I hope one is a Z.
But I like it.
Yeah,
that person, I am now that name.
Yeah.
It's a different personality. I can.
And sometimes I have to admit, sometimes I won't correct somebody mm-hmm. and I'll kind of just like wait and play this game to see how long mm-hmm. it takes them to realize that
but
they've had
my friends
name
are
on.
Offended that other people can't pronounce my name correctly. So they
yeah.
get offended for me. They're like, why does that bother you?
Yeah.
I'm not going to allow it to bother me.
Well,
it's
I will
funny.
Say I will absolutely go to bat on behalf of one of my
yeah.
friends before myself about a name.
I love that.
Yeah.
You're like, my people.
Yeah. I would definitely be like,
but I'm gonna sit
that's
there and
not
watch.
Right.
I'm going to sit there and watch it go down, though.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. I never thought about that. But I would I absolutely, and I do it all the time at work because, you know, if somebody's pronouncing somebody's name wrong, I will absolutely step
good
in
for
it
you.
And just say it. And I'll use it. I won't be like, hi, it's pronounced this way. But I'll just use it in the context of conversation.
Yeah.
Like, so-and-so. Yeah.
So what do you think about people who get offended? What are your thoughts like reverse psychology when you're witnessing a person being offended? I'm like, stop.
I feel bad for them. I feel bad for them. And yeah, I'm like, you fucking narcissist. The world revolves around you. Absolutely. It does. Wow. But
so
then I realize I can see that there are certain things. I think it's in the way that you handle your offense though.
Yes.
It's the way that you handle how you know, what offended you. And how you got offended and who you're offended by.
I'm so glad that you said the word narcissist because I had had all these different notes about that. And the original title of this podcast is Are You a Pussy? Because I think all narcissists are pussies with small dick syndrome.
Mm. We should do another episode about that for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, interesting.
Absolutely. Okay. One vote. You got my vote for
yeah,
sure.
Two votes. Here, here. Aye.
Stay tuned for that next episode. What else you got?
Let's see. One thing that I wrote that I was making me laugh as I was jotting down some thoughts around this is I was like, okay, so I told you like the misogynistic husband of one of my friends. But then I also was like, golly, like if I'm in that mood, pretty much anything my family says.
You know what? I am. You know what? I am triggered.
I know what you mean.
By my family.
I know what you're saying and I know what you really mean.
My dysfunctional ass family. Y'all need to listen to that episode, people.
Sometimes when people know too much, like your family is going to trigger you because they know too much. They know what's going to trigger you.
Yeah. And it's funny. It's like, I feel like the snowflakes are in everyday society. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's the way I am with my family. Like I think between the lines when there isn't really anything in between the lines, you know, I'm looking for those things like, oh, I see what you did there.
I see you.
All right. Well, Harry took this in a different perspective. Is there an implication that it's wrong to be offended easily? Huh. I never thought about that.
I would never think that he would say that. I'm surprised that he would say that. I think it's, you know, I feel like wrong or right. I mean, I don't think it's that easy to label it, but I think that we have kind of gotten to a point in society where we have a pretty good existence in this country. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people look for things to have problems with, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and right or wrong. I mean, who am I to say, but I feel like you can pick your battles every day and you can not sweat the small stuff or you can get pissed off about every single thing that enters your sphere.
Let
it go. Yeah.
For people that are like that, there is power in voicing your offense and then having other people like, yeah, fuck that. Right. They're offended too. Then those assholes band together and they're all offended.
You form a cult.
That's right.
Or a political party. And it is their way. That is the way.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting too, when you think about when that first person raises their hand and says, oh, that's bullshit, right? And you think about how 50 years ago that would have played out. You would have been in the town square and one person would have said, oh, girl, do I want to raise my hand and say this right now? And they probably would have gone, no, that's kind of ridiculous to even be thinking about. Well, so they would have kept their hand down.
Sure.
You know, and the other people that were thinking the same thing would have kept their hands down. Well, and now it's like,
you might get unalived back then, but now you just get a dislike on Facebook.
Right, like exactly. Or nobody even knows who you are, so you can say whatever you want. And you can be as pissed as you want about the fact that person's wearing a purple shirt.
I'm going to leave a nasty comment on your Instagram.
That's right.
So it offends me.
Well, so if you get offended for whatever reason, like how do you handle it? What tactics do you have to handle that moment yourself?
That's a really good question. You mean how to remain unoffended?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant like how do I respond when I am.
Oh, Cocoa Puff.
Wow. We went in different directions. I was like, you want to see my mean face? I'll show you.
I came with proof because, again, I am actively trying to do that to remain unoffended. So step one.
She's got AA step process.
12 steps, listeners. Hold on.
Determined to be a good forgiver.
Okay.
Wow.
Forgive.
So that's your first step?
Let me intervene here. Is it that? Because I do this, right? When I look at somebody who I think is a fucking idiot, I'm just like, you can't help it. You know, you were born this way. Mm. So I can't be mad at you.
Bless your heart, basically.
Yeah.
So, but wait a minute. But so you're like, oh, you're too stupid to know the difference?
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what's going through my head.
I forgive you. You're so dumb.
Yeah. Step two, that's continue, Coco.
Refuse to overreact.
Okay.
I just refuse.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love that.
You're choosing.
Yeah.
Step three, seek first to understand and then to be understood.
Wow. Yeah. That was deep.
Think about it.
Did you get this out of the Reader's Digest?
I love the internets. So I guess taking a moment to really, truly think about and consider why someone is offended and then maybe try to understand.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why does that offend them? Why is that their trigger? They've got trauma.
Okay. When you're in this step, and somebody's talking and is being offensive, you're sitting here thinking, you know, this thought process in your mind, but you've got to have some type of look on your face while you're processing these questions.
I look like I care.
Okay.
I don't.
All right.
Can I tell you, I object to your steps. I think they are out of order. How can you forgive someone before you understand?
So these are not in order.
Oh, they're, okay.
They are just it's a list.
Okay.
For all sure. Right. Okay.
What's number five?
Actually, number four, believe the best, not the worst.
Yes. Okay.
So
love that.
Yeah.
I live by that.
Let's stay glass half full. Grace people, don't shame people.
Okay. That's fair.
Okay.
Refuse to pick up someone else's offense.
See,
don't
I like
jump
that one
on
too.
That bandwagon.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's easy to do.
Don't get on that purple shirt bandwagon.
It's easy to do, especially if you love somebody.
Yeah.
And you're offended for them.
Right.
They're what does offended. A purple shirt have to do with it?
Well, because I said a minute ago, like, I don't like you because you're wearing a purple shirt.
Okay. I was confused.
And then everybody else jumps on. Yeah, your purple shirt. Sorry. Took that one a little too far. But
fuck
purple. I don't like purple shirts and I'm done hiding it. Okay.
We should talk about the root of that. Where does that
we should get down to what's really underlying that issue.
But you know what? I mean, like stupidity and being offended. Do you feel like that kind of goes hand in hand?
Yes, I really
okay,
do.
But see, and we've talked about this on this podcast before, and it really drives me crazy when you're so flippant to paint everybody with a brush of stupidity.
Wait.
Because is it really stupidity or is it just a different way of thinking, different mm-hmm. cultures, different whatever?
Again, I think it has to do with how you handle your offense. Mm-hmm. Because we can be offended. You can be a genius and be offended. Emotionally intelligent as well. It has a lot to do with emotional intelligence.
True.
And be offended by something. But it's how you handle that that determines your stupidity. Like, are you going to go and, you know, slash someone's tires? Are you going
to key their car?
That's a little psychotic.
You going to just spread rumors about that?
Even though I admitted that I keyed somebody's car.
But that was many, many years ago.
I'm going to think terrible thoughts about them.
Yeah. I don't have the guts to do it as an adult. Okay, closing out. Don't be a snowflake.
Just assume the best. Really, like, you know, don't sweat the small stuff and assume the best.
Just be a good person.
Yeah.
Do the right thing.
We say that a lot on this podcast. I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just be a good person. Shit, man. That's all it's
don't
about.
Don't be an
come
asshole,
on.
Man.
Take some deep breaths.
Sure.
Yeah.
And choose. It is your choice.